Joining us here at the final day of the Big Iron Farm Show is Rob Fronning with Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Rob is the Vice President of Insurance and Customer Education. Rob, thanks for joining us today. Tell us a little bit more about what Ag Country has planned here at the Big Iron Farm Show.
Well, of course, we've got the booth over at the Foltz building where we have ample employees around looking to visit with anybody who has questions on what Ag Country does and who we are. And if you want to learn more about that, I encourage you to come over and visit us again over in the Foltz building. We have staff there willing to have a conversation, and you can come around and see what we do. We also do have, as you know, speakers here every day at the Red River Farm Network. We are on stage at 11:30 covering a couple of different topics. Here, a different one every day from kind of the look at credit as well as kind of succession retirement, what we need to do to plan for that, and of course my presentation that I'll be visiting on with the markets and what this year's crop harvest is going to mean for the futures and where could we possibly see the markets go.
Tell us a little bit more about what you are expecting in these markets as growers head into harvest season.
You know, there's a lot of news out there, lots of information going on, and I think we're really obviously early stages of getting into harvest. We've seen some crop tours over the last few weeks coming in at probably lower than expected. I think the market feels that we're kind of have a lower than expected yield compared to what USDA has it on. But we'll have to wait and see what kind of changes happen as we start getting a better idea of these actual yields. And I think if we have any big surprises, we're going to move. Me personally, I think we're going to kind of come in across the nation as a fairly close to average crop. But if we get some surprises, I think either direction, obviously if it's a little shorter than expected, we'll probably see these prices go up. And if it's a little better than expected, go down. But me personally, I think we're kind of in a holding phase because we're also watching South America. Right now, South America, they're looking at getting their crop planted and into the ground, and their weather conditions will definitely dictate what the market does once that does get planted and starts growing.
Rob, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just encourage everybody to come out. Big Iron's always a great show, great turnout, lots of things to take a look at and see what's upcoming and new. And, of course, take in all of these presentations as well as the Red River Farm Network. You guys always have a great group of people coming in and presenting as well. So encourage you to come take in the show. It's a great time, great place to be, and they always have good food as well.
Once again, we've been visiting with Rob Fronning with Ag Country Farm Credit Services. And for those of you out there joining us at the Big Iron Farm Show this week, be sure to tune in. We're also live streaming those Ag Country Farm Credit Services updates at the Red River Farm Network building. Those are happening at 11:30 a.m. each day. You can find that live stream at yourliveevent.com, and you can also come see us at the show. Reporting Agriculture's Business from the Big Iron Farm Show, I'm Kara Hart, along with Don Wick, Randy Conan, and Sierra Doctor here on the Red River Farm Network.